edition of
Now, another Sean Kelly and Miriam Cerkel exclusive on Mix 97.
It's 8:38 with the Mix Morning Crew, and we are 12 days away from the federal election on April the 28th. Advance polls open up this weekend. You'll have a chance to cast your vote if you can't do it on the 28th. And this week, Miriam and I are showcasing the local individuals running in Bay Aquinty. Today, our guest is Liberal candidate Chris Millett. Mr. Millett, welcome to Mix 97.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Miriam. Oh, how are you guys?
Good morning. We're very well. Thank you, Chris.
How did the debate go according to your supporters last night? What did they tell you after the Empire Theater? You did well?
Well, of course, your supporters are going to tell you you're the next best thing since sliced bread. But, you know, it was a good turnout. I haven't seen a crowd like that at the Empire in a long time. It was good. I mean, everybody was respectful. I think we scored a few points on our incumbent friend, Mr. Williams, but that's the nature of it. But nothing too testy. Everybody loves a good tussle, but as I said, I mean, it was a respectful debate. The issues, certainly a lot of issues got aired. I think there were 17, 18 questions in all or something to that effect, but no, we covered a lot of ground last night.
Chris, I know the Bay Aquinty Liberal Association have been in conversation with you since early 2025, and what made you finally decide to be the representative for the Liberal Party, and how's the experience been?
Well, it's been really rewarding, Sean. It's, this isn't my natural state, you know, being a print journalism guy. I used to be the guy throwing the spitballs from the sideline at guys like myself. And to make this leap is, you know, it's a little, well, it's not a little, it's a lot, it's a lot of a different ball game. But we're hearing great things at the door. And I'm not just saying that to blow our own horn. We're really hearing encouraging remarks and comments from people at the door. People who you would not think would be supporting liberals are firmly behind Mark Carney, especially, you know, with the challenges we've got from the orange menace there to the south.
All right, Chris. So speaking of the Liberal Party, there's a few topics I'd like to cover today, and one in particular, because this election cannot be done without mentioning Trump and the tariffs, and particularly how it's affecting jobs, especially in the auto sector. So how does the Liberal Party affect to help the little guy, you know, and protect people's jobs?
Yeah, well, you know, there's, as we're saying on this front, Miriam, you know, we're going to control with the tariffs and you know, that dance floor seems to be shifting beneath our feet every day almost. So what we're doing is we're going to control what we can on that front. You know, we're going to respond in the way we can on that front. But we've got to prepare for, you know, the impact of those tariffs on our workers. So, you know, we're doing things like making access to EI easier. We're providing, grants, loans, and making money easier to access for industries to ride it out, that sort of thing. But, you know, as I said, it's adjusting almost daily. Mark Carney's had actual discussions, you know, concrete discussions with Donald Trump. So, you know, we're creating a $2 billion strategic response fund to specifically to get to your question on auto manufacturing. And we're, you know, now we've got to realize that we've got to build an all-Canadian manufacturing network because that seems to be the way the U.S. is going. We're seeing that the UAW in the States, surprisingly, is actually applauding these tariffs because it means more work for its members. So, you know, the Canadian Auto Workers Union, which is, you know, the brother and sister organization, have almost declared war on their own union over that. So a lot happening on that front. But, you know, Mark Carney, I think we're, and this is what we're hearing at the door. People are confident that Mark Carney is the best man to respond to these.
Our guest is Chris Millett. He is the Liberal candidate in the federal election for Bay Aquinty. Chris, talk about affordability and housing, the Liberal game plan on that file.
Well, I'm really glad you brought that one up, because Mark Carney's got a spectacularly innovative program to provide $25 billion in financing to innovative prefabricated home builders in Canada. And we're seeing more and more of that. I mean, there's one particular company I've heard of in New Brunswick that basically can provide two-piece prefab homes that can be trailered to a home site. And we have, as you know, Sean, the city of Belleville, for instance, an awful lot of vacant land ready to go that we can do. And these are CMHC-ready prefab home plans that we have. We're also creating a Build Canada Homes, which is actually going to get the federal government actively involved in the home building. It's nothing like this has been seen since after the Second War, and you only have to look at the so-called wartime homes that are still standing, and families and seniors and single individuals are living in them still. So, you know, we're going to invest almost $74 million to improve critical housing infrastructure and speed up housing development. So it's a serious issue, but, you know, we can't rest on what was done in the past. We've got a new plan to go forward on the housing front, because, as we all know, it's a crisis that we're all seeing in our own communities. We've got 1,500 ready to go single, multiple developments here in Belleville that the planning department of City Hall has approved, for instance. You know, we just need to get shovels in the ground. So,
well, if you go back to the polls in January, the Liberals' chances to be, you know, back in power in Ottawa, let's be honest, slim and none.
Yep.
Then they make a change from Trudeau to new leader and Prime Minister Mark Carney. Boy, is the tables ever turned, and doing very well in the polls. Did you see this coming?
And no.
Yeah.
To be frank, I don't think anybody did. And we're not surprised after we meet and we speak with Mr. Carney and see what a remarkable steady hand he is on the tiller. And that's really what's resonating, Sean and Miriam. This is what we're hearing at the door over and over and over, and even from confirmed NDP supporters, mm-hmm. conservative supporters. They're saying, listen, you know what? When we weigh the two leaders who we most trust at a time when everything's topsy-turvy and actually quite dangerous, they're coming back with Mark Carney every time. So,
mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the time this morning. I know you've enjoyed the campaign over the last several weeks. You're getting a different perspective on Bay Aquini and all the interesting pockets it has to offer.
I'm just tying up my running shoes to go out knocking doors. So.
How much weight have you lost? Not that you had to lose weight.
I'm down a belt size or two.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly.
So you do. Still got another 20 pounds to go. But.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, I'm doing it on two brand new knees, pal. 14 months ago, I had two wrecked knees, and there they go. I got the bionic hinges to do it.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Okay.
Thank you. Chris Millett, representative for the Bay of Quinte Liberals. Tomorrow, Ryan Williams will join us. He's a conservative representative in the election coming up April 28th.